Yeah, I got mesothelioma and osteoporosis.
Can't wait for those infomercials to drop for dry bones syndrome.
Have you taken this drug? Do you feel like your bones are extra dry?
You may be financially compensated.
You may be entitled to finance compensation. So I was in the Boy Scouts, and I, for the longest time, I think they ended it now because the case is over or something like that. They're finally paying people out. But, dude, I'd fucking turn the radio on and be like, were you in the Boy Scouts? Were you sexually, I don't know, molested or whatever the fuck, you know? Were
you had commercials?
Were you touched when you were in the Boy Scouts? Oh, you might be entitled to compensation.
You should be a little bit more than that.
Yeah, it was radio ads.
Holy shit, I never heard those.
And you were in the Boy Scouts while this ad was going on?
I was just in the Boy Scouts when I was younger, but nobody ever touched me. But I, dude, don't get me wrong, I was contemplating calling in to say someone had touched me, bro.
Shut this place down.
I just want that cash, son. I got touched hard.
No consent.
We did boxcar derbies, dude. And I got jerked off the entire time I was whittling.
Not racing cars. They're racing kids to see how fast they can come.
Yeah.
Perverts.
All the boys line up in a... All the boys just lined up on a fucking yardstick.
Oh, God.
And the fucking leaders would just jerk the boys off to see who could shoot nut the fastest and the farthest.
Oh, my God.
It was a competition for the leaders, too. It wasn't even about the...
Yeah.
The kids having the experience. It was the men getting together saying, I bet I can make little Billy come faster than you can.
Yeah.
It's scout bets. Leaders had scout bets rolling on.
Gross.
See little Timmy over there? $20 and bust fat nut.
I'm so uncomfortable.
I've been slipping horny goat weed into his fucking chocolate milk.
A fucker loves chocolate milk.
This kid will be shooting ropes in no time.
Fucking gross.
Is it though? It's pretty gross. Yeah,
it's pretty fucking
children
gross.
Children making semen. That's disgusting.
Yeah, that's an awful thought. Funny joke.
But yeah, it's pretty fun.
Do you remember the first time you made semen?
I do. I was very confused.
You're like, wait, what?
And you tasted it? Like,
got on your finger and you're like, what's this? Salty sweet.
I do wish.
That you tasted cum more than once? In your
Dude, no. I wish that when we come now as full-on adults, like it felt as good as when you first just shot some cheddar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I remember I felt like my heart was in my fucking taint.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not. I can't stop.
And you just like get that fucking shock shift.
You get that seize a little bit. Just woo. Yeah. That was great.
Yeah, it was a weird experience because like you kind of understand what to do, but you're not don't really understand how to do it or like for how long or like it's all like learning, and you can't like ask someone.
Or before you even shot nut, then it was just like it just felt weird and made you shiver a little bit. And you're like, whoa, I'm doing that was fun.
I'm doing it.
It was crazy, and then you're just locked in your room for like fucking 6 hours just
looking at weird stuff.
Yeah.
Here, knocking the door for
thinking
mom.
About stuff.
What you doing? No, you panic. Cleaning.
Yeah, I'm watching Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, mom.
Just rubbing your dick on your fucking pillowcase.
You don't fucking clean.
I'm dude. The old dry hump till you fucking figure it out.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Remember when dry humping was like felt fine?
Yeah,
dry humping is not fine. Yeah, no.
That's all you knew though. Like that was as best as it got was dry humping. You're like, damn, we're fucking. We're basically fucking right now.
Yeah. We're fucking.
And now it's like rug burn on your
wing. Oh yeah.
That's awful.
It's horrible. It is
fucking give you a little rash.
Yeah. Oh, for real.
A little road rash.
Take off that top surface of skin.
Ooh. Yeah, you blister up real quick with all that friction. There's no lube. Fucking what are you doing?
Yeah. Were you ever like nervous when you got a boner and then you'd think like the chick was gonna like tell people?
I still
about
get
your
nervous.
Penis?
Dude, yeah,
about
fuck
that.
Yeah. That was
yeah,
my
that
actual
was like
fear.
The worst fear ever.
Yeah.
And then you get a little older and you're like,
Couldn't care less.
Whatever, dude. You saw my penis. Fuck you.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a penis. This is what I got.
Yeah, I saw your vagina. So yeah. Fucking jokes.
Exactly.
On you.
There you go.
You want to talk about my penis? I can say your vagina stunk like fucking 3-day-old cheese, bitch. No.
Ooh.
Still got the fuck, though.
Still got the fuck.
Whether they say you got a small dick or not, still fucked.
Yeah. True that.
She still wanted it.
Mm-hmm.
Chuck's any fucking you wanted this little dick.
Those are weird.
You wanted my little string bean, baby?
Yeah. Oh, being a kid.
Those were the days. Yeah.
I was nervous when I started understanding sex and like porn and stuff like that. My biggest fear was making out with the girl because I didn't know how to make out with the girl.
You still don't.
Yes, that's true.
Here's the thing, like one chick could say you're good. And the other chick could say you're dog shit.
Exactly.
True.
And who the fuck is actually right?
Personal because based opinion.
Here's the other fuckery, right? So I've been on Twitter and like, you know, you just see what people like. So it's always funny to, and now Twitter is basically just like a giant porn site.
Oh yeah.
So you get these people, somebody liked, man, why are dudes always rubbing our clits so soft? And then fucking 6 weeks later, I see, man, why are dudes rubbing our clits so hard? What are they trying to fucking get out of there?
Oh, my God.
And it's like, well, what the fuck is the right way?
Yeah,
I can't feel what you feel.
Exactly. How about you quit fucking hating on
you know,
me?
Yeah. Maybe I like it rough, so I'm giving it rough to you.
Yeah, I have no idea how this is going. So you're going to have to communicate
a
little more.
What do you guys want?
Communicate.
Tell me. Use some body language, some sounds. And then I can be like, all right, I know, I'm getting warmer. I'm getting warmer.
Yeah.
You know,
I think the clit is like that N64 middle controller, you know, the
little joystick. Yeah.
Hey. Where you palm it. Just speed whip it. Fuck yeah. That's how you do it.
Or you see it on the pornos where they take their whole four fingers and they're just and then whack, smack that fucking and then like. They squirt piss because squirting isn't real.
No. Well,
it is, but it's not.
Yeah. No, I think that's all acting. Bitch, we were doing this for 3 seconds. How are you already there?
Yeah.
It's the fluffers, though. It's the pre-porn.
For sure.
So, yeah, they've been for what past 2 hours, they've been diddling their fiddle. And then when the cameras start rolling, they're already fucking... ready to go.
ripe and ready.
You know what's funny? Have you ever seen chicks with pussy pumps?
Yes.
That shit is wild.
Watched a couple
dude,
videos
so
on it.
So jiggly. Just
it's bang. PHAT fat pussy.
Yeah, dude.
Fat.
That shit is wild.
It's like if you took a jello mold of a pussy and then flipped it up upside down.
That's not real. That's prosthetic.
And then you just smack it and watch it jiggle.
Yep.
Looks like flubber.
Yeah.
In the movie.
I have nothing against it. It is also funny to see.
Yeah. If I can
I'm not
laugh
saying no.
and come,
yeah.
I'm in a good place.
Laugh and come.
Could you imagine coming and laughing at the same time, though?
Oh.
Like a real strong belly laugh as you come.
It would be so awkward.
It'd be so awkward, but it could also be the best feeling of your entire life.
That's true. I'm going to have to figure that one out.
You want me to tickle you while you're jerking off?
I would have to say so focused on like both things.
You can hang a sheet like you're going to get a C-section.
Oh, I can't see
you.
So
you can't see.
Oh, okay.
I can't see your penis. But I would
So your hand is through the sheet?
No. I'm not jerking you off while you tickle yourself.
I'm the guy
that's tickling you.
Oh, I'm jerking myself
So from
myself
the waist up.
Off.
Then I'm standing behind your head, reaching down, just tickling you.
Oh, and then
and then you're just trying
so
to,
it's right on my neck, so I can.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm above you, above my face, above your face, with my arms outstretched, giving you the tickles.
Tickling, and then I'm.
And then you're just like eyes closed, trying to work one. You maybe VR set.
Because being getting tickled is like a panic response too. So that's a panic response with a pleasure.
Yeah. Could possibly kill your boner.
Those are two extreme feelings, laughter and
happy
coming.
And happy.
Yeah.
Two different happies.
That would
two
be
panic happy.
Incredible. That's like that.
Just giving you options, dude. Yeah. I want you to like live your full life.
Yeah. The greatest way to come is in a Batman costume while you start to slowly hang yourself. And right before you die, you come. And then it's apparently the greatest.
Oh, yeah. What do they call
it? Auto asphyxiation.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah. I saw a video.
That's dangerous.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah, dude. Because
you had to be in a Batman costume. Have to.
I didn't see the Batman costume, but dude, I did see two naked people. And like, it was like such a shittily shot home video, but that's why I'm convinced it was pretty real. Just presses record, and then it's just the dude just walks and wiener swinging, right? And he walks over to his girlfriend, just picks her up by her throat, and she's just hanging onto his arm, you know? And he's just like got her like this, and then she passes out and he chucks her onto the bed. It was the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
What the fuck? I went, is that where the video ended then?
No, then I think he had sex with her while she was passed out, which I thought was also very weird. There must have been like some sort of consent form.
Yeah, I know, but.
Hey, don't get me wrong, all my clothes were on. This was not an enjoyable thing for me.
Thank you for that.
But I did have to see it because
it's one of those things. You go down the rabbit hole.
It's just who I am. Mm-hmm. If it is there, I want to see it one time.
Yep.
And like I'm usually good. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna go after it again.
Just experiencing.
Yeah. Unless I'm with like a group of people who also need to see it.
Yeah.
Then I will bring this up again. But yeah, I didn't know that was a thing.
No.
Choke your partner out until they pass out. And then you fuck them. That sounds really rapey.
Yeah, that sounds real rapey, regardless of consent or not.
There's some people out there that is their thing.
Mm-hmm. Not my thing.
It's not ours, but.
But respect.
Not my case, but
yeah.
Hey, do you.
Do so you. There is that kind of crazy shit out there.
Yep. And that's what you find out when internet is so easily accessible.
Internet's terrifying.
It's
and we haven't scary. Even touched the like tip of the iceberg with that.
It's like the ocean.
There's a whole underneath side that's three times as big.
The black web.
Yeah, we should get on there.
Dude, that shit the black mark of the black web. That shit is fucking
I think it's a dark web.
Dark web, yeah, there you go. That shit is fucking
the ebony web.
Crazy. Yeah.
See what I did there? No,
that's a good one.
Not funny.
Sorry, ebony and ivory.
I didn't catch it right away. I feel like a dipshit. That was good though.
Yeah.
Ebony web. It sounds way nicer.
It does.
Instead of the ebony dark web.
Sounds like you might get some chocolates off that bitch. Mm-hmm.
Couple of chocolates.
Salted caramel. Chocolates.
Salted caramel.
Life is like a box of chocolates.
Some of that cocoa puff.
Nice, I like that.
You like that?
I do.
That was pretty good.
Swing out, swing in.
Swing.
Yeah. I'm just making noises.
I had something I was going to say.
Blanked out?
And I lost it.
Oh my God, you're supposed to write this stuff down.
You were supposed to bring things to talk about.
Okay, that's true. But yeah, listen, I figured Brada would have been back by now, but he needs to fucking grow the fuck up and get over this shit.
He does. I will say that. But also, he's being responsible.
That's very true. Very true. I very much appreciate that.
One of the few times ever. But he is being responsible.
Which is an important part. But yeah. So I came in, well, because last week I was like, okay, like I'm just going to like hop on board and like help you guys out. But now like week two, like now I have like standards. Like I need to be.
You got
to
bring it for the people. Know?
But again, I was so like, well, maybe he'll be okay. Or maybe he'll come pull through and then I can not have to do this, but I'm happy that I'm doing it, but I'm also a little unprepared to do this. But now, you know, first one was me, you know, nervous and learning and experiencing and like trying to figure out how things roll. But now I understand how things go. Now I can blossom into the beautiful boy I am.
Yeah.
Ready just to
Yeah.
Wings have flourish. Grown, yes. Ready to jump from the nest. Mm-hmm. Now we're soaring, baby.
Free falling.
You were in the room when we were playing video games and we were talking to Dalton. Were you there for the where the poop gets cut?
I don't recall poop getting cut.
Was he already off of games? And
he might have been off
downstairs.
He might have gotten some food and
so we were playing.
Did I don't think so.
We were playing some Rogue Company.
Fucking okay.
Ragu.
Which I mean, I heard you already finished the COD Cold War campaign, so. Looks like you got to play with us now.
Looks like it.
Okay. Well,
so anyways, we're talking shit, chirping in Dalton's ear.
Like huge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because he's had a few beers. He's ready to get a little mouthy with the old lady. Yeah. And so I was like, dude, see if ask Rachel if she'll show you where the poop gets cut, right? He fucks it up completely. He goes,
did I fuck it up right off the bat?
Yes, you did. You asked her if she wanted to see where your poop gets cut.
Nailed it.
And then we were talking more shit and he would just like try and chirp, say shit as we were telling him in his ear and he would try and scream it out to her. And then there was like this this poop gets cut cool down. He need, you know, like mm-hmm. how you use an alt or something on somebody.
Yeah, yeah.
He needs, he's got a cool down because she's going to know that we're sitting there telling him what to say.
Yeah.
And then the cool down goes by. It's like 20 minutes or something. And then I tell him to ask her again. And I think you might have fucked it up one more time.
Jesus Christ.
And then you got it right. Like you stutter stepped and then said the right thing.
Yeah. Okay.
And then he's just yelling at her, and you can just hear her barely screaming back at him. And he said, "No, your butthole. I'm not trying to show you my asshole." So then we were giving him shit for calling his butthole an asshole and her asshole a butthole. And we're like, what? Like, what? And he goes, what did you say? What about your asshole?
I was like, mine's fucking like manly, gritty, hairy jungle down here. And Rachel's is just, it's clean. And oh, Kevin, it's nice.
That's the difference.
I try to like feminize the word asshole. So right then, when I said it, you guys fucking just went off.
Yeah. So then he was also trying to say some other shit that we were chirping in his ear, and he just jumbled everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, all right, dude, you got to cut it out. She's got to know.
Real sus.
That we're just trying to tell you what to say, because you're literally every sentence you're trying to say is not coming out how you want it to say. And Barato was laughing so hard. Yeah. He's like, his lungs are fucked up right now from COVID. And so like, he's like, you guys gotta stop. I can't fucking.
The fucker's gonna send me to the ICU if he keeps making me laugh this hard.
And so he snaps me the next morning, and he's like, literally, fuck you guys. He's like, I was up till 4:30 in the morning trying to like re-catch my breath.
Jesus Christ.
So sorry, that's the dangers of COVID. So wear your masks.
Yeah.
Wear your fucking mask.
And that's like
help
the best
somebody
case.
Else out, because you're not helping yourself by wearing that mask, but you will save a life.
Oh my God.
Somebody could have potentially saved berries.
Save a life, ride a cowboy.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. Speaking of that, there's these dumb bitches. We went to Starbucks yesterday before going to the good old bank. We walked in there, and there was these two ladies that walked in front of us. It was like two ladies and this small child. And like Rachel held the door open as one of those. I could tell she was a bitch right off the start, dude.
They're right from the jump.
She saw Rachel held the door and she didn't fucking say anything. I was like, you fucking. I hate when people don't just. Thanks. You know, I didn't have to hold the fucking door open for you.
It's a privilege.
So right away, I'm already like on edge. I'm like, all right, this fucking bitch, man.
Just sizing her up.
All right, welcome to Starbucks. So anyway, we get in there, they order their shit, we order our shit, we're in the little, and they have like to-go orders coming in, so it was kind of a fuckery of a line happening. There was like three different ways to receive your shit, and they weren't like, because Starbucks, they'll yell your shit. They'd be like, I've got a sandwich for David, you know, I was like, shit, mine. But they're just like, they'll mumble it and set it down, and you're like, what the fuck? And because these like to-go people are coming in, grabbing it, leaving, it was like just a mess. Well, anyway, it happens that one of these women ordered the same sandwich Rachel got. And like just prior, they set down two drinks and the sandwich. That was all for them.
Mm-hmm.
And so they grabbed the drinks thinking that would, hey, this is my shit. Probably grab my sandwich too. So the one lady grabs the drinks and the other one picks up the sandwich, like looks at it and then sets it back down. And then another drink, or though they got one of the drinks. And then after that, the next drink came in, Rachel's drink came in. Sorry, I'm kind of fucking this up because I'm trying to play this in my head now. But Rachel grabs her shit and grabs a sandwich. And the lady's like, do I have a sandwich? And Rachel's like, super nice. She's like, I think we totally ordered the same sandwich. I'm guessing this was yours. And she was just a bitch. Like, I don't know, didn't say anything. She just got really shitty. It's like, listen, fuckhead. Your lady over friend over here just picked up this sandwich prior and then set it down. Don't look at me like I'm a fucking COVID problem.
Dude,
you fuck knuckle.
That's why you don't go to Starbucks.
That's also
Starbucks.
True.
You know,
fuck Starbucks. Starbucks isn't even good.
No, it's not.
Their food? Trash. Their coffee? Trash. The way that they treat you?
Trash.
I called Poot out. I was like, what are you talking about? Why am I going to Caribou?
Did that kid get a drink? Did they get a drink for their child?
I don't think so. She was like, maybe like,
you should have pushed that kid over
three?
Just to show your dominance.
I should. She was so sweet. And would have made it even better. Just fucking kicked her over.
Welcome to the real world.
Fuck you, kid.
Pick her up by the scruff of her fucking collar.
right by the hood.
Hey, you bitches don't fucking chill out. I'm gonna body slam this little piece of shit.
I'll do it. I'll fucking do it.
Choke slam this child right to this concrete. I don't give a fuck about your kids.
Fuck your kids. I don't give a fuck about your kids.
It's just like, you know what? If you're gonna be fucking all weird and shitty about something like that happening, fucking stay in your house.
Yeah.
Don't come outside. Order shit. Get DoorDash or
it's
something.
It's that easy to God, just not go out. It is
literally that easy.
You know the circumstances out here in this bitch. If you're going to come out, it'll be all pissy and weird.
Dude, we were at...
Fucking stay inside.
We were at Home Depot yesterday in Maplewood. And there was just... Dude, literally every single person in the entire store was wearing a mask.
Nice.
One guy not. And mm-hmm. he looks like he drives... I'm gonna fucking profile this guy for a second.
Criminal minds.
Right.
Profiling.
He's the type of dude that drives his Harley in any conditions.
Okay. Fucking nice.
Rain, sleet, snow, he's in.
I'm gonna picture
this. Because he's a fucking biker, dude.
Ride or die, bitch.
I'm a fucking Harley fucking biker till I die.
Ride or die.
You know, really big, shitty, scraggly beard.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's coming in.
He was a thicker boy.
Yep, typically.
He had his leather jacket on.
Good.
He had some stupid ass old school looking fucking safety glasses on. At least maybe they were real glasses, but they looked like those old thick boys.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Had his fucking skull cap on, you know, the ones mm-hmm. that like aren't a beanie, but they yeah, just sit so hard on your head
they
that
do
you
nothing
fucking,
for you.
Yeah. Your brain's losing oxygen. Yep. It's so fucking tight. And he was the only one without a mask.
It's my ride.
And I just went, yeah. I
go
just
fuck
went.
Yourself.
Because here's the thing. I've been that person that walks in somewhere because I forgot. I thought I had a mask in my car, didn't mm-hmm. have a mask. And I'm like, fuck, I need to go get what I need to get. And I feel like an absolute asshole. I'm like, man, like, mm-hmm. you know, and I will pity buy masks, you know, and then I have like 30,000 masks
yeah.
in my house.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was just like, oh, you're fucking, you know, Bree said something. She's like, man, you must be pretty cool. Like we were walking by, man, that guy's pretty cool. And like, doesn't need to wear a mask, you know?
Fucking awesome.
And,
so good.
You know, you just kind of see him looking. And I'm just like, dude, how do you not just feel like an asshole?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like as a, how are you not a normal human being where you're just like, oh, like regardless of if people are dying or not, like if it's a big enough sickness that everybody's getting it, you'd think you'd just be like, one, I don't want to get sick.
Mm-hmm. No.
Because, like, I do have shit to pay for. Mm-hmm. You know, that Harley he drives, probably, you know, he's probably making payments.
Oh, yeah.
Easily. Unless he stole it.
Possibility.
But he might have stole it because he might be that dude.
Mm-hmm. He might be that guy.
But it's like, how do you not just feel like a giant, like, you walk in somewhere, there's free masks at the door.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
For starters. And, no, I don't need it.
Nope.
I ain't with that gay shit.
I don't need a mask.
Yeah, it's fucking stupid.
I'm fine.
Yeah.
COVID doesn't matter to me. Cool, because like when I watch somebody walk in like that, it's just like all I think of is I look at that person and be like, you don't give a fuck about anybody.
No.
Like
no.
You just don't give a mm-hmm. shit about people.
And I'm just going to go ahead and say it because I don't really give a fuck. I hope he gets it.
Ooh.
And I hope it fucks him up.
That and yeah, and that's
brings him to the brink of death. Because
yeah.
like that's the only thing that's going to change those people's mind is they need to be on the brink of death
yeah,
and fucking understand how stupid they were when they could yep. have done something so easy. But the other problem is that the mask doesn't even help me.
Nope.
That's the fucking problem.
Yeah. No, if somebody else isn't wearing it.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, everyone. At least the cloth ones. I'm not so crazy about COVID that I'm like, couldn't go out of my way to get like this fucking crazy
no.
yeah.
medical mask, right? But I will wear a mask so that my spit mm-hmm. and shit is not flying all over.
Mm-hmm.
But... man, I'm fucking doing you a service, you asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All these people are making sure they don't get you sick. And in turn, you're just going to fuck everyone around you.
Yeah.
Kind of a butthole move, man.
Yeah. Dude, real butthole.
So anyways, I hope he hits a sand patch yeah. and fucking skids out.
Fucking dumpster. Harley
loses one leg.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I hope his penis gets fucking road rash so nobody wants to suck it anymore.
He loses the leg that he needs to use his foot for the clutch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck you, guy.
So then he has to use a suicide shifter. Gang shit.
Damn. So you just made him cooler now.
I know.
He might have just got way cooler than
fuck, I just fucking 360 fuck that ass.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, it's a weird time to try and be cool right now. Everyone looks fucking stupid as shit in a mask. There's no cool mask. I saw some like fashion designers be like, integrate it with like a thing with like a around your face, and it's like attached to your sweatshirt, and it's like supposed to be fashionable. I was like, it looks fucking stupid. Like either A, we're all gonna look stupid, or B, you need to stop trying to make it look cool. Like,
because you look more dumb.
Because you look, yeah. It's like, how about let's just not try to make money off this? How about let's just make normal masks and just fucking
And that's what people are doing now. They're trying to make just money off it. Like, I've seen, like, this guy got a jacket. I saw a little video where I think he's homeless, but, like, all the it was a TikTok and thing, and everyone's, like, been a fan of this guy because he's super sweet. Mm-hmm. Like, somebody bought him, like, a jacket, but it was made with a mask on it. And then I saw these two other dudes who, like, now we're running almost like a mask making company, essentially is all it is. And like, mm-hmm. there's been NFL players wearing them, which I mean, dope for them.
Yeah.
But like the only difference was it was like, it looked like it was made nice.
It was just like a form fitting to your face.
But he on like the nose, it wasn't just like that shitty plastic insert they have in it. It was like almost a metal knife. It was cool. I don't know how comfortable it was, but it's like, that's all they did is they added like a different nose
piece. And like an exterior metal nose piece.
Yeah. And then now they're booming on it, but it's like, what happens when this isn't relevant anymore? Yeah,
they got their quick fucking nut and they bounced.
I suppose if you make enough money, you can just be like, beat the system. I'm out. Check out my new Harley.
Yeah, that's the thing with those, like, those cloth, like, the handmade ones is, like, they just, like, fall off your face. So they don't, like,
dude, yeah, fit. Every time you talk.
Yeah.
I was at the shop yesterday and just trying to talk. And the motherfucker would just slide off my nose. Mm-hmm. I do get why people just fucking leave it off their nose.
Yeah.
It's going to be off in fucking 6 seconds anyways.
And but having a beard, it pushes it up into my eyeballs.
Yeah.
So I don't, mine doesn't drop.
That's true. I didn't think of that.
And it's like,
mine just gets all itchy. My mustache goes into my nose.
Yep. And you're
fucking. Yeah. And I'm
starting to like wiggling sneeze. Your nose like you're going to fucking blow snot somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
Oh, good. Don't sneeze. Everyone's going to think I'm a kid.
Yeah. And that's what it is, too. I like doing that. I like, because I got allergies and shit. Like, I'll go up to my coworkers when I know I have to sneeze, and I'll just look them dead in the eyes and just sneeze in my mask. It's the funniest shit to me. Like, just stare at them and sneeze. What the fuck? I'm sneezing in my mask. Like, what do you want me to do? Yeah. Cover my mouth already? Like, it's funny as shit, and I just go get a new mask. It's
just easy. Just stare at them and sneeze.
You guys got the hospital disposables at work?
Yeah. That's
nice, dude.
We used to have to bring our own. They used to, like, not have any. Or they gave us this little, like, it looked like they cut it out of a t-shirt just in the shape of a mask.
Oh, yeah.
And I was, like, breathing through it. I was like, I don't think this is working for me. I think it's just an aesthetic point at this.
Yeah. This is just to make it look like we're doing something about it.
Yeah.
So just now to make people think they're safe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we have a dude. He is a big, bald man. He also drives a Harley.
Nice.
Classic.
And he just has a bandana, and it's a really dirty old bandana. And I'm like, you know, that doesn't do anything. Well, I don't believe in COVID. I go, how about like go away? Maybe, maybe try that one. Just has a bandana. He's like, it's just for the customers. So the customers think. I go, yeah, you probably shouldn't do that. This isn't a game.
Well, I don't believe in COVID. Everyone else?
Yeah.
For everyone else? Fucktard.
This is a hot take.
Hot take. Spit it.
But. And maybe this is like inhumane or something, but I also just feel like, all right, if you don't let these people not wear their masks, and then whoever gets COVID and dies, like, is just natural selection.
Survival of the fittest.
Yeah. That's what I thought this was going to be in the beginning, was like killing boomers and shit. But
the shitty thing is, the only issue with that is, like, again, them not wearing the mask doesn't necessarily matter.
Yeah.
In a sense. Because, like, they're just going to, we're the ones protecting them.
Yeah. And
so if everybody else is wearing masks and like this group of people is not,
then it becomes
irrelevant. It's way harder for them to get COVID because we're all saving them.
Yeah. But it's really easy for them to spray that shit all over us.
Correct.
Get into our eyes and stuff.
Get it in our eyes. Spitting,
so we just got to kill these people on the spot.
That's exactly what we're saying.
No, yeah, dude.
We do not promote violence.
Put them in a camp.
Yeah, okay, maybe a little bit. Jesus. Like Boy Scouts where they get touched?
Yes.
We're going to do a full circle on this whole conversation here?
Touchy camp?
Yeah, this is called the Freddy Five Fingers Camp.
Wow, oh, yeah. Five nights at Freddy Five Finger Nights Camp.
Yeah, hit that five finger discount, baby.
What did we say when we were unloading the trailer yesterday? Follow me if you want to get fingered.
Oh, yeah.
Or somebody asked me if I was going to finger somebody in the trailer, and I was like,
if anybody wants it.
If anybody wants it, I got 10 fingers, dude.
And I'm right behind Ben Fallon, and Rachel's like, damn, dog, you're running there pretty fast. I was like, well, he said if anybody wanted it.
Yeah, 10 fingers.
Wow. If you take it while it's hot.
Yeah.
Because Lord knows my fingers get cold quick.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want to be the second one, sloppy seconds. Ain't nobody want that.
Mm-mm. You don't want somebody else's booty juice in your booty.
You don't.
You want to be the first one to the mm-hmm. fucking, you know, the old plug.
Yeah, you want to give people your booty juice.
Yeah, you want to be the giver.
Mm. Yeah.
You want to be the first man to squat on that thing.
First man to squat.
What an honor.
It's what I do, you know?
And you do it well.
Thanks. I've been practicing.
That's a good
one. I've been practicing. Jake, tell me a story.
Okay, good one. So I went up to, this was probably 3 years ago. 4 years, what?
Oh, it's 2020? Irrelevant. Stop that story. Just kidding. Go ahead.
I was impressed you just had a story right off the bat. Like, damn.
Yeah. Well, out, you guys said be prepared. So I.
You're prepared.
Prepared slightly. I went up to Hurley, Wisconsin. You guys familiar with that?
Hurley, no.
That's over.
Yeah, there's a lot of strip clubs there. It's like right by the Upper Peninsula.
Exactly like what I'm getting to.
You got to go through there to get to Michigan's Upper Peninsula.
That's what I'm getting to. Okay. So I went there on a snowboarding trip. Pretty sick. And this is my first time ever in a strip club. And I...
In Hurley, Wisconsin.
Yeah. I don't like strip clubs. I don't like being in public, and I don't like being uncomfortable. So that's...
And you don't like being uncomfortable in public.
Exactly. So, lose. Yeah. So this was... This place is on a strip, and it's on a hill. And the saying goes is that shit runs downhill. So you start at the top of the hill at the first strip club. That one's kind of like the bigger one. It's probably a small bar at
okay.
most.
Okay.
So it's like nice. You can almost touch both sides of the walls just standing in the middle.
Okay.
And it was pretty good. It's free to get in. Because
love those.
Yeah. But it was like a snowmobilers weekend. So it was just a bunch of
righteous.
Greasy, sweaty snowmobilers all in there. And I was like, ooh. Oh, this is fun. So we go in there and there's a girl clapping her ass on the stage. And I'm, you know, kind of mesmerized by that. So I was watching her for a bit. And then we got a round of beers and everything was going good. And then we had a couple girls like call guys on stage to like do stuff with them. And like one of my buddies was like, dude, I dare you to get on stage. And I went, I don't even want to be here right now. I will not fucking do that. So like tried to get the stripper to like get me on stage. She was like, mustache. Get over here. Get on stage. And I was like dead staring at the wall. Just
she was calling
like,
you
not,
mustache?
Yeah.
God damn.
And I was like, fuck, this is like my nightmare. This is fucking terrible.
Yeah.
And so I didn't answer. So she ended up leaving me alone. But
impressive.
The guy that was on Sniffer's Row, she did what I was assuming what she wanted to do to me. So she laid on her back, put her legs over the dude's shoulders.
Correct.
Turned around and then did, you know, the thing where they smash your face into her ass.
Yeah.
She was doing that. And I went, wow, I am so thankful that I held my ground and didn't fucking do that.
Yeah, dude, you would have been just poking her in the booty hole with your nose.
Yeah. Could I have been the first one? I could have been the third guy that did that with all his sweaty ear infection, nose shit all over
just
her coochie.
Fermenting in her
bottle. I'm like, man, this is fucking gross. So that was the best of the bars. So throughout the night, then
damn,
we went down.
Yeah.
So we hit every single one and they just got worse as it went. But the strip club at the very bottom of the hill was the worst one. And again, it was actually a decent size. It had a nice dance floor and it had a punching bag machine.
Nice,
dude. Honestly, so sick. So we go there and we're like hanging out and there's like three girls there. One of them is just meth mouth city.
Okay.
And just like
mint.
She looks like she's a little bit older and she's skinnier than a twig and she's wearing her little top hat thing. She's got her whole get up and I went, wow, this is my kind of people. And she's talking to my buddy and she's all like flirting with him and like trying to get him to spend money. And I'm just sitting there like at the bar, uncomfortable still, trying to get a little bit drunk to try to like ease it. And so like she's talking to him and then she looks over at me and I go, oh, fuck, here we go. She like makes her way down to me and like puts her arm like around me and then looks me dead in the eye and goes, guess what color my panties are? And I went, excuse me, ma'am? Guess what color my panties are? Ma'am, it is 2 a.m. and I want to cry right now. Please leave me alone.
And this and was this meth mouth?
This was meth mouth, yeah. Nice, so okay. She aww. Was fucked up on a couple things. And I went, oh my God, leave me alone, leave me alone. And yeah, and then so we all went to the punching bag machine and ended up hanging out there. And that was getting more attention than the actual strippers. So it was quite a good night. It ended on a high note, but that was kind of very scarring for me. And
what
I went,
a roller coaster.
Yeah, I don't plan on
I don't
going
believe
to
I
one of those again.
Told this.
Oh, that's
on any of the episodes yet, but when we went down to Kansas.
Oh, Kansas.
Oh, yeah. Known for their strip clubs, right?
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Prime time strip.
We were like right by the college and we had like nothing to do. Like that place sucked ass. I don't remember exactly what city we were in. But we were next to some college. And we're driving around. We're like, fuck, man. Like, what the fuck? And T-Money thought it would be a great idea. Because we drove past the strip club like 6 times. And there was like one car mm-hmm. in the lot. Yep. And it was like right next to a crack house.
Ooh.
Like, it was just a house on the corner
yep.
that was boarded up. But there was tents in the yard.
Mm-hmm. Whole squatty
God. Yeah, it's very weird, man. So I was like, it was getting, I don't know. We went to one bar and it was so fucking hillbilly. We did not fit in there. Mm-hmm. I guess it wasn't hillbilly, but it was like country.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We show up, you know, and we're just like, I don't even know how to describe us. Like, you know, there's like T-Bone and me and
just some city kids. Just yeah. Some.
And we don't look like them. Mm-hmm. We don't act like them. You could still smoke in this bar. There was like wow. a room where people were just chiefing like a madman.
Oh, tight. Lord, all right.
But
cool.
But it was like $2 beers and yep. 50 cent fucking pool.
Yeah.
So we played for a while and like, dude, everybody would just stare at us. Mm-hmm. Guys, girls, didn't matter. We were just getting fucking looked up and down. So finish our beer. We're like, it was one beer and we're like, let's get the fuck out of here. This is yep. so awkward.
Yeah.
And I think I had smoked or something. So like, I felt even more uncomfortable, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. because like, I was just like, oh, what the fuck are all these people staring at us?
Super paranoid.
Like, yeah. And I was like, yeah, I'm ready to go. So then we're driving back to the hotel and we pass that shitty strip club. Still, now there's 2 cars.
Oh, nice.
They are busted as mm-hmm. shit. And I'm like, well, Tyler's like, let's just fucking see what it's about. Like at most, it'll be funny. It'll be a funny story.
It's like, he's still gonna live through it.
I'm like, fuck it, dude. Like, whatever. Like, we have nothing going on down here. We're fucking bored. What's the worst thing that happens? You know, maybe we get HIV.
Yeah.
You know, whatever.
Casual. So Tyler's like, all right, I'm gonna see if I can use the bathroom in there and I'll let you guys know the details if we should actually be in there.
Ooh.
And so he goes up to the door and some like I don't even want to say middle age, but she was maybe like late 40s, early 50s. She's the bartender. She opens the door for Tyler and he's like, hey, like, we're just passing through. Like, any chance I can use the bathroom? She's like, well, it's $5. It's like $5 or $10 cover charge, some bullshit. Mm-hmm. And he's like,
there ain't nobody here.
He's like, well, yeah. He's like, there's like no one here. Like, that's what he said. Mm-hmm. And she's like, well, we got girls. We got, it was like 3 or 4 girls dancing. And then she gives him the story about how there should be another girl there, but she stuck at a shift on a shift at somebody else's or no, she got like a flat tire, something super mm-hmm. stupid. She's like, well, there's going to be another girl, but she's stuck with a flat tire, blah, 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 whatever. And he's like, okay. He's like, well, before I pay this $5, can I like do a quick peek around, make sure it's like, I even want to be in here. She's like, well, no.
suspect.
Doing that thing, you know, him and Han. And he like, she had the door kind of open. It was almost like kind of cracked.
Yeah.
And like, so she's like, well, I mean, you can get like a quick look. So she opens the door or whatever. And he sees in there and there's like one chick. Meh. Right. But then, so Tyler comes back. He's like, oh, I wasn't able to go piss in there, but like, I really got to piss. He's like, let's just do it. And, for the sake of this podcast, I'm going to just switch this name. Bob in the car, you know, Bob's did not want to be in there at all.
Yeah.
He was pissed. He was fucking mad. And I was like, dude, I'll fucking pay your cover charge. Like, let's just go in there. It'll be funny. It'll be funny. Dude, I don't want to fucking go in there, dude. Like, this shit ain't for me. Like, I'm not trying to go in there. I was like, dude, we have nothing else to do.
Yeah.
I will pay for you. Let's just go in there. Tyler's got to piss. We can laugh at some really nasty shit and we can go home. We don't even have to be in there that long. So I convince him and I pay for him. And then we go in. And it's fucking gross in there, dude. There's like four dudes. There's like four Hispanic dudes, a couple of black guys, and one really old white dude sitting on. So there's no like, there's a sniffer's row, but there's no chairs there.
Yeah.
And it's not even like a counter. It's just the edge of the stage.
Oh.
And it is a bar similar to what you were talking about in Hurley. They did have, do you remember at Chuck E. Cheese there's that glass case and the Chuck E. Cheese money gets blown around and you gotta try and catch it?
Yes,
they had one of those over in the corner by the bar.
Oh,
I think vodka Red Bulls were like $8 or $9.
Jesus.
So T-Bone bought a few of those naturally. And Bob fucking is pissed. He's very pissed that we're even in there.
I mean, yeah.
And there was like, I think it was this, this chunky white chick on stage at the time. And right, so these four Hispanic boys, they're loving every minute of this, right? And then the couple of black dudes were over there, you know, everybody's just kind of crowding around this one chunky lady. She's dancing, man. She squat down, she's playing with her pussy and like just smacks it super hard and like rubbing on her shit, right? And this Hispanic guy was mesmerized. And she like takes her hand and like caresses his face with the same hand she was beating the shit out of her pussy with. And me,
you got to pay extra for that.
Me, T, and Bob were just sitting there like, this is so fucking weird. Like, and we're laughing. We're just clowning on this guy. And then some other chick who was like, you know, basically pretty normal. Maybe she was like a college student or something. Normal, decent looking. Went up there for a while. And then this black chick comes up and keep in mind, there's still that old dude in the center of the fucking, like what would kind of be like a dance floor in a fold out chair, like a cards table chair.
Oh my God.
Neck slam back, dead asleep.
Really?
Just pass out.
Dead asleep. And the Hispanic guys look at us and like, we're, you know, like we all kind of like giggling at this guy. And one of the Hispanic guy goes, he's nudging on this old dude. He goes, hey, hey, Buzz. Hey, Buzz. Buzz? And he's like, dude, this guy's not waking
up. He's dead.
Right?
He did.
And like, they look at us. We look at them. And like, we're just kind of like, what the fuck? And then the black chick, the music she was going to dance to starts banging. And she's up there shaking her ass. And that dude fucking rose from the dead. Grabbed a dollar bill. Folded it in half the long way. Set it on his nose. Walked up to the fucking thing, the stage, and bent backwards. And she picked that dollar up with her coochie.
Holy
or her butt or something. Yeah. Dude. She
something grabbed it.
Man, whatever, man. She fucking squatted over his face and picked it up.
Wow.
And that dude just wipe his nose. Just did that shit. And it was fucking weird. And then out of nowhere, dude, out of the fucking shadows of this place, this pregnant meth lady show up and she's like, dollar dances, dollar dances. And T-Bone. So it was T-Bone in the middle and me and Bob on the other side. T-Bone didn't even make a peep. We just hear, poof. T-Bone sets a dollar on each of our fucking tables.
Oh,
and
fuck.
She fucking come to me first.
Of course.
And she's in like a really shitty, like $3 fucking nasty plastic bikini. Like, and she been fucking picking at her scabs all night or something.
Oh my God.
She goes, oh, okay, okay. How are you doing this thing? And like, so I'm sitting down and she walks over my legs and she's like, dude, she just starts bouncing, bro. Bouncing. Just slamming my thighs.
Jesus Christ, relax.
And she goes hard for like a minute and a half. And I'm just like, I'm laughing so hard. T-Bone's fucking just giggling like a school bitch. And then she like puts both hands on my shoulders and she stops and she's super out of breath and she goes, sorry if I'm a little sweaty. Get the fuck out of me, dude.
Take my dollar and leave.
Yeah, get this shit. Get the fuck up out of here, dude. I was so grossed out. It was fucking hilarious. So then she goes to Bob and then she did the same thing. So she backs up on him, I think.
Oh, God.
And she's just like, you know, and he's sitting next to a fucking pillar. And she's using the pillar to brace herself. Like, you know, when you get so winded, you think you're going to pass out.
Yeah.
She did the same thing to him for like a minute and a half. And she gets up and she's like, sorry, I just had a baby. Like doing this shit. And I was just like, yo, fucking gross. Guarantee. I put $25 that she lives in the house next to that place.
Guaranteed.
Straight up. Or in the tent.
The entire night, there was only three cars and one of them was ours.
Holy shit.
I don't know where all those other dudes came from. They must have just been walking around. Yeah, and it was like a sketchy, like, it was damn near on the edge of a neighborhood. It was like
weird.
A little too close.
Yeah, it was like that meth house was like part of the neighborhood, the block.
Yeah.
And then the strip club was just right on the other side. Like it was not
real
even
convenient.
It was a fence away.
Mm-hmm.
A fence away.
A broken chain link fence away.
Ruining everyone's innocence.
Yeah, it was fucking gross. Mm. Oh, and then the one good looking chick was like, do you want to dance or whatever? And I was just like, not really. And Ty's like, yeah. T's like, I got you, girl, whatever. And he like, so we go, he's like, I got you. And she's like, so what song? So you bring me over to jukebox. What song you want me to dance to? I was like, I don't know, whatever you're into. She goes, well, you know, there's not much. Like, our jukebox guy hasn't been in here in a while. So, like, I had my friend burn me a CD.
Oh, what the
and
fuck?
That's in there. And, like, I could maybe find something off that. I was like, literally, whatever you want. Like, I don't give a fuck. I honestly don't even want this.
Yeah.
Because this is already awkward enough for me and you to be exchanging these words. And you asking me what the fuck song I want you to dance to.
Way too much conversation.
There's way, like, the quicker this transaction is over, the fucking better.
Yep.
Because I'm already grossed out. Let's and I just had fucking... HIV fucking Betty over here grinding on my fucking thighs that I need to go wash my pants as soon as possible. Yeah. You guys got any fucking sanitizer around here at all? I'll take your fucking highest proof whiskey and I'll pour it on my pants.
For the love of God.
Let me out.
Let me out here.
And the dance sucked.
What song was it? Did you remember?
I couldn't tell you, dude. I blacked out. Like, it was just white fuzz. And I was just so fucking, like, not trying to do this. And T-Bone just, you know, he thinks it's funny.
Yeah.
And it was funny. And Bob was, dude, as soon as that dollar slapped the table, he was ready to go. He was fucking pissed.
Yeah.
He said, I don't fucking want to do this. I don't fucking like this shit. This is not for me. I don't, maybe it's for you guys. It's not for fucking me, man. Like, I'm not trying to do this. So
yeah, no one does. It's funny though.
It is. It's like, it was like, it was simply for a story.
Yeah.
There was absolutely nothing else around it that was enjoyable. Mm-hmm. It was just fucking so gross.
Yeah.
And so funny that I was like, I guess we'll do it. But like, we didn't even stay there long enough to go pee. I think I had one beer.
Yeah.
It was like, it was in and out. It was a quick exchange of like, this is fucking, I'm done. Mm-hmm. This story is good enough.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Oh, yeah. We can end it here.
Yeah.
This place doesn't exist to me anymore when I leave. I'm out.
Yeah. Strip clubs are fucking weird, man.
Yeah.
They're super weird.
Like, there can be fun ones, I'm sure.
Oh, I'm sure.
I just haven't been there yet.
Yeah, no. Exactly.
Those are the ones you pay big money for, though.
Yeah. That's
and I'm not like going to go pay for that.
No.
Yeah.
Unless somebody else is paying, of course.
Of course. I would gladly.
I went to one in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Mm.
We're out there for a tattoo convention. And I was out there with, I don't even know. It doesn't matter if I say names, I don't think, because it wasn't a bad thing.
Yeah, it's just a buddy.
But my buddy Trenton back in the day, brother's a tattoo artist, and we're out there for a convention. And it was after, I don't know, it was probably Friday night. No, yeah, it was Friday night. And not knowing at the time, me and Trenton, I think, were 18, I think, at the time.
Just
and
babies.
Just little baby boys. And out there, the strip clubs and shit were 21 plus. And so a group of us all strolling out to the do you shit your pants?
Yeah.
Nice, dude. So a gang of us go cruising down the strip. And I don't even remember what it kind of looked like. Just cracked it. Like, no, you're good. We're letting the stank out.
Thanks, I just basking it.
You're welcome, boys.
But yeah, we went down the strip. And they had a few strip clubs. And like the first one we walked into, there was at least probably a group of like 10 of us. And the one, it was called like the presidential office or something, this strip club was called. And when you looked in, they had like presidential like memorabilia almost. Like they try to make it like look like an oval like, office. Like the White House. I was like, why do you want to make this into a strip club?
Someone's fantasy for sure.
It was super weird, but we didn't know until we hit the doors, like getting IDs, like everything was 21 plus. I'm like, oh, what the fuck? So me and Trent didn't want to be the Debbie Downers of the group. So we're like, no, you guys fucking fuck around, go in there, get drinks, whatever. All of you are 21. Yeah. I was like, we'll figure it out. And then we come to find out there was one that was 18 plus. And I think it was like the only one. It was like down maybe a block in the corner. So it was like this little corner rig building. They're like, oh, this is going to be good. Same thing. We walk in. It's just, it was like a bar, like an L bar with just like a small stage in the middle. It was just a small square building. And you walk in and it was just like immediate hallway to this little like entry window that was like a toll booth almost. And this lady just had this shitty raggedy white t-shirt on and these like look like panties she's had for about 8 years.
Gross, dude.
Just this trailer trashy woman. I'm like, oh, okay. And we brought in, we had like gas station pops or something.
Oh yeah.
But we had booze in them because we were drinking, obviously, and we're not age. They're like, wow, you guys can't bring the drinks in, but we can hold on to them for you and whatever. So, and I think same thing. There was like a $5 cover. Pay it. Drop the drinks off to them. Like, that wasn't going to be sketchy shit to take back. And I was like, all right. So, we go in there. And right away, yeah, there was minimal people in here. And there was one greasy old dude in there, which I'm pretty sure shows up almost nightly.
Oh, yeah.
And just
he's a usual.
It. And he's fucked up and just loving it. And, yeah, get in, turn that corner, and there was this small stage. And the first lady was like this chunkier, trashy white chick on stage. She was just getting down, which was cool. She was fucking getting it, and this dude is just eating it up, fucking throwing money. We're like, oh my God, what is this place? Just raggedy, dude. Just gross.
Oh, yeah.
So I feel awkward as shit. I'm 18. I think I went to Deja Vu once before this.
It's a good place.
So I don't have very much strip club experience at this point. So me and Trent find our way into like this dark corner with these shitty round tables and chairs. And then there was these two girls, these two black girls, strippers. And this one came strolling by in this like white bikini thing. And she was
looking great.
Pretty nice looking. I was like, wow, surprised.
Yeah.
And then so Trent's all like, oh yeah, I'm gonna get a dance from her. And I was like, all right, dude. I was like, I'm just gonna chill.
I don't wanna be here.
This is super weird. And then this other black lady comes over and she's a bigger woman. And like, she's a girl, she'd break my ass in half. I'm just this skinny white dude. And I'm like, this is a black woman with some attitude. Like, she gets down in here. And she comes over, she's like, oh, and I'm shutting down. She comes over, I'm like, don't fucking talk.
Oh God.
And she comes over and she's like, whatever the small talk was. And she asks us for dance, or if you guys want dance. And Trenton fucking sparks up. I'm like, oh, fuck. Well, I was kind of eyeing the girl in the white or whatever. And immediately she's like, well, that's my sister. I was like, I don't believe you. I was like, fuck. So he gets rattled into a dance. All of a sudden, we're in the midst of lap dances. So what? White bikini lady comes over, snags Trenton. And then I get this other girl. I'm like, all right. Not prepared for this.
No.
And there was these two little cubbies with these shitty curtains.
Oh, yeah.
And then in the both of these cubby rooms were just like shitty old like love sofas.
Oh, God. Seats. If those things
with
could
like,
talk.
Well, like the bulky, tall armrests. So I get in here. I'm like, oh, my God. What the fuck? I sit down. And I don't know what to do. And I always hear like, yeah, don't touch strippers. At this point, I don't want to touch a stripper.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm in Green Bay, Wisconsin in this 18-plus strip club. It is greasy.
Not trying to catch a charge.
So I got my hands up and just looking nervous. And this rap song came. It was a banger. I don't remember what it was, but she's in her groove now. She's like, oh shit, this is my jam. She I was like, oh, she's about to get down. Dude, she's about to get it. At one point, I don't know what all happened because I think I did the same thing you
did. Yeah, you fucking black out.
Yeah.
And at one point, she like bent down and started making some weird pussy noises.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't know. She did something with her hands. Like, I don't know what happened. But I remember just like looking down, like eyes bulged out of my head. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Where am I?
So her ass was like in my face at one point. My arms were on the
I was like, just stay still.
Just ride it out. Like, just ride it out. And all of a sudden, she's like, well, you got to act like you like it. And she takes both of my hands and just slaps them on her ass. She takes her hands and just whaps. So now I got my fucking hands on this big ass. And I'm like, what the fuck? I was like, is this legal? Like,
I'm uncomfortable.
All right. And then goes on. She fucking does her shit. She got down. It was, I mean, wasn't bad dance, I guess. But then the song just, you know, ends and she just like, immediately like in her stripper mood, fucking let's get it. And then she's like, now it's give me my money.
So yeah, dude,
song just, she's like, just stop, stone cold. She's like, all right, $20.
Wow.
Well, fuck. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, you guys take credit card?
It's weird, like just standing in this cubby together. Like,
oh, what a transaction.
Just like pulling out my wallet. Just here you go. All right, see you later. So we get our drinks back. And then my dumb ass shouldn't have even sipped on it, but I pounded it. I was like, dude, I got to go back and shower. I feel so fucking gross. And then also, then after we get back to the hotel room, everyone comes back. They've been drinking, having a good time. I think Katie at this point was hammered. She busts in the door, like chucks like runts candy at us. And she's like, I'm fucked up, or said something. It was super funny. And I'm just like, after showered, like curled up on the ball on the couch. Just like, yeah, you guys.
Traumatized.
Yeah. Just ready to go to bed.
I'm so happy you guys had fun.
It was fucking, it was wild.
What an experience.
Dude, my first time at one, we went to Deja Vu. That was my first experience. You know, they don't do any alcohol.
Yeah.
And like, dude, that place ruined me because like I just immediately assumed that if you put a dollar down on Sniffer's Row, you'd get boobs rubbed in your face.
Makes sense to me.
I mean, right? Yeah, it'd be my assumption.
So I went there with a bunch of work buddies and the one dude got me a lap dance from some chick. And again, I was under the same impression. You don't touch anybody.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what I thought.
Right. So I'm like, I'm just getting this awkward lap dance. Like you would, with the amount of friction they put on you, you would be like, you know, the average dude would get a boner, right. And I was just so uncomfortable that I couldn't even get any blood flowing.
Yeah, you're locked up.
Yeah, plus, dude, I mean, it's just it's just a giant room full of dudes with boners at that point.
Yeah, right. So, yeah.
So I'm just like, you know, I wait my 2 minutes for the song to be over, and I get up. She's standing there. She's like trying to talk to me because they were like, "How old are you?" And I was like, "22." They're like, "You've never been to a strip club?" I was like, No. I don't want to, I don't even need to pay to see people online.
Yeah. I could be comfortable in my own house.
Yeah. I could be in my briefs and fucking have my boner in the comfortable of my house.
Yeah.
And I'm not surrounded by other boners.
Horny dudes.
Yeah. So I get up. Right. So like the whole time I'm watching this other dude get a lap dance, this old guy. But he's in sweatpants.
Oh.
So you know he's been here.
Not his first rodeo.
He's a seasoned vet.
And like, I'm just looking over and like, this chick is trying to get me intrigued in herself.
Mm-hmm.
And like, she wasn't a bad looking lady at all or anything, but I was just like so uncomfortable that I couldn't focus.
Mm-hmm.
And I just was focused on this other guy watching how creepy, like he just had this like... like really wide eyes and like a fat ass grin, and he's just like getting rubbed up on. He's just doing like one of these things.
Gross.
And so like the dance ends or whatever, and his ends around the same time. And before me and Chick started talking, I look over and dude's just got fat fucking boner just poking hard out of his goddamn.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, dude.
The amount of balls that takes.
Yeah.
To
flip
just
that
be,
shit away.
Flip that shit up into your waistband.
Yep.
And go to the bathroom and blow your load. Because, like, dog, I'm not trying to stare at your boner the entire time as you're walking across to go get a fucking hot dog. All right, guy?
Yeah.
Take care of your shit.
All right, guy?
Fucking, yeah. Think of the others. Think of the children, man.
Yeah.
There's people here are the first timers.
Yeah.
Think
and
of the
it's rookies. Like, you pay, like, $10 or $15 and then you just get, like, unlimited soda.
Yeah.
Or orange juice or whatever.
And you can drink.
Yeah. So you got to get like super stoned or something before you get in there, or show up there super hot, drunk already.
Don't they have like hot dog Thursdays or something, or like crab legs? Dude,
you got to suck them out of the chicks at Snatch.
Oh, yeah.
That's
I'm so hungry.
So at the end of the, at the end of the thing, she like hugged me for some reason, and it was the most awkward hug I've ever done in my life. Ooh. And I've had some awkward hugs.
Yeah. She hugged you after it?
Yeah.
Maybe you were only nice boy to her that night.
I don't know, but I was like, she said, give me a hug. And I was like, can we do that?
Am I going to get kicked off?
Am I going to get fucking just picked up by my ass and just tossed out of
big
here?
Bouncer.
And like, we hugged, nothing happened. And I was just like, all right, guys, like, I'm fucking ready to go.
That's...
Like, I'm totally fine with people who want to do that. But like,
Do you?
In that situation, I guess I'm just not seasoned enough to be like, 100% comfortable, because like they are people.
Mm-hmm.
That's not like just them, but like I'm fucking out, dude. Like I'm uncomfortable. Like don't get me. I love boobs.
Love.
I love them. One of my favorite things ever.
Yeah.
Top five
at
for
least
for sure. And I've seen enough boobs at this point in the night, and I am ready to go home.
Yeah.
I not need even to fun shower anymore. I just want to shower and go to bed.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. It's a weird situation.
And when you're with people who do that often, they're like, let's fucking go to the next one, boys.
Yeah. They go all night. It's like, wow.
It's like, dog, it is 1:30. All the bars close in a half hour. We've already been here since 11. Can I leave now?
Yeah.
Like, is that fucking cool with you guys?
Yeah, I've done my time. Can I just leave?
Put in your work.
Yeah, and you know the funniest fucking part about that is, you know where I was right before we went there?
Where?
A Breaking Benjamin concert.
Fucking nice, dude.
In the Diary of Jane.
Yeah. And dude, it was interesting.
Yeah.
It was so fucking interesting because I'm pretty sure 93X hosted it. And like, I just went because the dude is like, I got this extra ticket. You know, like, $15, you can come. And I was like, live music. Fuck it. Same. Like, I know of them. Yeah. I don't fucking absolutely hate them. I'll fucking go see what this is about. And it was like 93X because they had like the 93X chicks.
Oh,
whatever the fuck they called.
Oh, the X girls or whatever.
Yeah.
So, you know, they did that whole shtick up there. Let's see the ladies. And then everybody.
Veronica.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking dude. Man, I fucking hate radio stations sometimes.
They're pretty garbage.
Awful.
Dude. You know what's funny, though, is like, even with how giant Spotify is, how giant YouTube is, how giant iHeartRadio, all these places, there's motherfuckers out there still listening to the goddamn radio.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, this is Nick with the Half-Assed Morning Show. You're listening to fucking Randy Shaver talk about shit you don't give a fuck about.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, why am I listening to this?
Mm-hmm.
And I used to think, because I just want to like, sometimes, and I love music, but sometimes you just want to hear some people talk some shit.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
The problem is, they talk shit about nothing.
It's very irrelevant or very like specific weird stories and shit.
Yeah.
It's like a weird concept.
That's just go to podcasts.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of what podcasts were before podcasts were
thing. It's like a really good radio show.
Yeah.
Without the commercials.
Exactly.
Without the shit. Well,
fuck commercials.
Well,
there's some commercials. Well, and then you just hit 15 skip. The 15 second skip. Yeah. You know, and also this episode is brought to you by Nabisco Oreos.
Oh.
Because
I had Oreos yesterday and they were fucking
Nabisco?
Great.
Those down, like,
Nabisco is the company who makes Oreos.
Who the fuck says Nabisco Oreos? If you say Oreos, you know what you're talking about. It's international. Oreos are Oreos. Nabisco?
Nabisco.
That's like saying...
what is it? What is it like saying, Jake? Come on, fire it off to me, buddy.
That's like Mr. saying ballpark Frank hot dogs. I guess I say that. It's like saying
yeah you do.
Some ballparks. Yeah.
Kellogg. Okay, fine. You know it's what? Like I'll give you this one.
Kellogg's Fruit Loops.
Yeah.
Hershey's syrup.
Yeah.
Guess I just didn't know the company name.
It's like saying Reese's Pieces.
It's Reese's Pieces.
Reese's Pieces.
God, I hate people like
give
that.
Give me some of those Reese's Pieces.
It's not even spelled
you
like
guys
that.
Got any Reese's cups?
Be pissed the fuck off.
Reese's.
Yeah, but their peanut butter do be slapping.
Dude, I fucks with it.
Slaps pretty
hurt. It's a dry, but yet creamy.
And crunchy is a little salty. So you get a little couple of salt grains. Mm.
Are you a big Butterfinger guy?
Dude, Butterfinger crisps. Those are the only ones really fuck on.
Their slogan thing is the butt. What is it? Crunchity.
Crispity crunchity.
Crispity crunchity.
Some shit that make absolutely no goddamn sense.
But you know what they're
this
saying.
This bastard be crispity and crunchity. How?
Crunchity.
There was one time me and Tom went in high school. I think we maybe been dabbling in a little grass, but we walked in and we came across Butterfingers. And Tom, I don't know, it was something simple, but he's like, what is crunch, crispity crunchity? Dude, we were laughing so fucking hard. And then he got to the gas station, like, oh yeah, it's fucking kids in here. Oh,
these kids
so
are
funny.
So high right
that's
now.
That's so funny.
Crispity crunchity. I love it.
Yeah. I mean, it's very, it explains what you're getting into.
It does.
Got crispy. Some crisp and some crunch.
Bit yeah, but you get crunchy. The actual Butterfinger crisps. Them bitches don't get lodged in your tooth.
Mm.
Oh.
And you can just suck them down.
Yep.
And they're fun to eat.
Yep.
It's like a wafer. Ooh, it's like the same like butterscotch, whatever flavor.
Yep.
Like, so it's very finely ground pieces of that mixed in with like the wafer. And it is
fire.
It is the next level of candy. I'll tell you that right now.
It is almost a meal on its own.
A nice sweet treat.
On God, dude. Cause I had one yesterday for breakfast.
No cap.
No cap.
Damn, dude.
Straight up, dog. Yeah, that shit do be smacking.
Do be smacking.
Yeah, you get a fucking Red Bull and a goddamn Butterfinger crisp.
Breakfast
you're ready
of champions.
For the fucking day, dog.
Yeah, that's a fucking.
You catch your diabetes right early in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
You get that fucking quick insulin hit.
And then you just jittery for the next couple hours and you start to mellow out.
Yeah.
It's a weird high.
Like dog shit tired by the end of it.
Oh, yeah.
You're just like, what the fuck? What happened?
And then you do it all over again the next day.
You black out that entire time you're on that high, though, dude. Mm-hmm. You're just getting after it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a.
You can see sound.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's fucking awesome.
You hear colors.
Yeah.
The walls are vibrating.
Yep.
Yo, Jerry, fuck purple shit. Fucking shit to me right now. What?
Yeah, you ever tasted color?
Yes. Food coloring? Have you ever put it on your tongue?
Yeah.
It's fucking gross.
Oh, I was talking about eating crayons for a second.
I used to eat fucking chapstick, dog.
Dude, I did too. I did it in elementary school.
I grew up with all girls, bro. So like there was like always like Starburst chapstick laying around.
Yeah, it smells delicious. It's gotta be good.
It's fucking, later on.
You know, blueberry fucking Jolly Rancher, them bitches laying around. And I'm just... so gross on your teeth.
It's
oh yeah,
and bad. It just tastes like chewed gum that's lost its flavor.
Ugh. Yeah, it's like a weird paste.
Oh
like
yeah,
a,
baby.
Ugh.
And there's still some things that I've eaten that I'm like, dog, this tastes exactly like that chapstick I was eating in '96.
Wow. Just sparks up a flame.
Yeah, dude. I remember just sitting in the back of a fucking SUV, just chomping on motherfuckers.
Chomping on.
Man, you eating chapstick? No. Hey, Ben.
Hey, Ben.
Get that damn chapstick out of goddamn mouth, boy.
What you doing?
Yeah.
Fucking Brian, man.
Fucking Brian, my boy.
Brian.
Yeah, you can't be. Well, I mean, it's probably safer to eat chapstick now than ever.
Yeah, it doesn't have any of those weird chemicals.
No paraffin, paraffins,
paraplegic,
paraffinia.
Nuggets?
Excuse
nugget
me?
Porn?
Excuse me? We are not going down that road.
No, we're not. We'll save that for another day.
That will be...
But yeah, dude. You get those wax bottles? Those wax bottles with
God,
the juice inside?
Damn it, those fucking
dude,
things.
You just chew
you
and
just
eat
chew
it.
Chew the whole thing?
Yeah.
And you just,
it's so good. Yeah.
I didn't like those fuckers because there's too much wax, man.
It was such a weird...
That was the best part about it. You fucking
like
rip the top off and you throw the top in one side of your cheek and suck the juice out.
Yeah.
And then you fucking toss the whole bottle
in. It's like
bubblegum
that doesn't go away.
You wait and you get that... You eat like 16 of them bitches and you get that fat wax ball and you...
Your jaw is just aching.
You take it out. You fucking roll it in. Look like a snowball.
Wow.
Do you chuck it at somebody?
Just a wax
a black eye.
Ball. Yeah. They're getting fucked up.
Yeah, dude.
And you're enjoying every minute of it.
On guard.
On guard.
On guard.
On guard.
On guard.
Huzzah.
You're giving me
shit. We shall fight
it.
To the duel.
Ye peasants.
Fight to the duel. That makes sense. Don't
duel.
Fucking dipshit.
Duel to the
death. Duel to the death.
Duel
death
to the death. Death of the duel.
Death
duel.
To the.
Now we're just.
Duel.
Yeah, now we're doing that game.
Now we're doing this.
Now we're just fucking. Fucking. You know, we're fucking right now.
We could be.
Could be.
It's a possibility.
It's not off the table.
No. It's right there, right next to the
swipe everything off of the table.
You laid on those cork coasters for some added padding.
Yeah. Get those on your knees. Just hot glue them to your knees.
Coaster knee pads. That's got
to be. Rip them off when you're done. Fuck.
Dude, just that good hurt of ripping the Band-Aid off.
Oh, yeah.
It's never fun. Never, ever.
No, but it's always so fucking relieving. Mm-hmm.
That's what, like, when you get tattoos and you put Tigerderm on, taking that shit off.
Oh, yeah.
Is next level. You go in the shower, get it all nice and warm, and you just, oh, my God.
And then all that goo fucking seeps out, and whatever hasn't crustified.
Plasma just, Central. Mm.
Just fucking scrub.
Love it.
You should just get tattooed and then walk up to fucking however the fuck, telecrisis. Ooh. You know that place that you fucking go and give your plasma to?
Huh?
I don't even know.
You can sell plasma. It's like, dude, it's something weird. It's like TALJCRIS or something. Some fucking goofy at, like, you can never say it.
Yeah.
You look at that and your fucking mind goes blank. You forgot how to read. Yeah, you can go there and give him, sell him your plasma. You should go there and just fucking rip that thing open and squirt your ink plasma.
So then you skip the middleman. They don't have to suck it out of you. You just give it to them.
It's already seeping in your skin right there.
Straight up.
Bag it up.
Doesn't that work with tattoos? Or do
no, it doesn't, because technically your plasma would be, what would you call that? Contaminated with ink.
Soiled.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's expired plasma, son.
Damn.
Yeah, because you can't give blood or plasma after, like, within, it's like a year or something of getting a tattoo or something weird.
I think they changed that now. Oh, I think there's a list of places that are allowed. Oh. I think it's like you just have to, like, register your place, you know, so that they know you're using clean needles. Yeah, you know, you're using unopened or, like, uncontaminated inks. You're, you know, doing that thing.
Mm-hmm. I haven't given blood in years, so they changed that.
Neither have I, dude. I used to give fucking double reds and just start seeing colors and hearing sounds, you know. You
typically do that regardless, but no, I get it.
Dude, not if you're colorblind.
That's true. That would suck.
Colorblind and deaf. You want to reverse that problem? Wow. You go give fucking double reds on an empty stomach.
Cool. Now you'll get fucking
full fuzzy
shit.
TV. Dude, my fuck. I didn't, because, like, in the high school, I never ate breakfast. I guess I still don't really ever eat breakfast, but given fucking double reds, which is they take, like, one full pint of just red blood cells and they give you all of your plasma back.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been doing that. And the guy, oh, how you doing? I was like, I'm getting kind of warm. He's like, oh, okay. And then we're still talking. He's like, well, let me know if anything else changes. I was like, okay. He must have saw me go ghost, because motherfucker was like, you doing okay? I said, well, I see fuzz. you know when you have a bad television channel? It's kind of like that. And he goes, oh, shit.
Oh, fuck.
And, you know, there used to be, like, little assistant, like, little kids that would aid, you know, go get snacks and shit for people.
Snack and juice and shit.
He's like, get this man a couple of fucking fruit snacks and two apple juices.
On the double.
Some sad bitch had to come over there with fucking couple of little apple juices. Those ones that are, like, a one gulp hitter.
Yep.
Just get a guy going dark.
Dude, that was a super crazy feeling.
Yeah.
Like, because nothing hurt, and I was just I was just nice and warm.
Yeah, you're just.
But then, like, the cold saline was going into my other arm, so I was just like, I was on this weird thing. Like, my entire body was hot, but then my one arm, I just felt like an ice river going into.
Oh, weird.
And then
weird.
I was just getting the fucking.
Yeah.
It's pretty sweet. It was like static. It's like static built into your eyes.
Would recommend.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, well.
You start getting the black tunnel vision.
That shit's dude.
Wild.
Starts,
everything just starts to get real dark and narrow. And
just goes into, like, a pinpoint.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to sleep. Here I go. Night.
I've never passed out. Like,
I passed out one time. Getting fucking roofied. Well, I think I smoked some GHB on accident.
Oof. That's what happens when you dabble.
That's what happens when you show up to a warehouse rap party. Just try and have a good time, and you get shit on, and you black out, and you knock over two chicks, and then almost get thrown out by the bouncers, and you're 17, and you feel like your world's going to crumble.
Yep.
I think you're going to get beat up by a couple of fucking hired police officers, you know?
Some gutter guards.
Yeah. That's fucked.
Yeah, I'll get to that story one day.
That's a good one.
Because it was terrifying and awesome all at the same time.
Yeah. Your pain is our pleasure.
That's how we do it, baby.
Mm-hmm.
We're at 1 hour and 14.
Wow.
And half of this will be cut. So.
God damn.
We can end it or we can keep talking. Let's ask the people.
Let's ask the people.
Yeah.
Since we're live.
Like and subscribe and comment below what you think we should.
Yeah.
Smash that.
Give us a rating. It helps us get seen and stuff.
We can better accommodate to your likes and needs if you share your comments.
No, but on some real shit, I did. I'm trying to publish the podcast on iHeartRadio.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
So if that's a place that you also like and you hate Spotify and you're not up with fucking YouTube or vice versa.
How does that work? Is that
submitted?
Is that just another like streaming
platform? Yeah, they just take your RSS feed and everything gets channeled through Anchor regardless. So any change I make on Anchor will automatically change on whatever platform that we're on.
Cool.
Yeah.
Pretty slick. Yeah. Seems like a pretty good process.
Not bad.
Yeah. Not your first time doing shit.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
It was fun. It was fun when it was the first time.
Mm, it always is. Well, mine wasn't. Do you remember when you first?
Oh, yeah, I did. Came right in the condom and kept fucking, which is the dumbest move ever.
I was like, you kept?
I came too fast. I gotta make sure I'm doing all right.
Yep.
Wow.
Gotta keep going. No, you can't be the one punch up.
Pushing a wet rope around.
No, dude, I was young, man. That shit, stay fucking hard for hours.
I stay hard. Wow, that's pretty impressive.
We should end it here, though.
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
All right.
Thanks for having me again, boys.
You're welcome. Anytime. Thanks for being on.
Hopefully these people enjoyed you.
I am hoping so, too.
Because I enjoy you.
Thank you. Every night.